Celentin. In September 2007, Dorothy accepted a position at the North Carolina Institute for Public Health in the UNC Gillian School of Global Public Health at Chapel Hill as the Deputy Director of Management and Operations. Prior to accepting the position with the Institute, Dorothy was the local health director for Alamance County, headquartered in Burlington, North Carolina. She assumed this position in March 2005. Prior to working at the Alamance County Health Department, she served as local health officer in Chatham County, North Carolina. Under her leadership, both health departments attained accreditation. She also served as the deputy director of the North Carolina Division of Public Health prior to assuming her local positions. She recently completed a doctoral program in health policy and management at the Gillian School of Global Public Health. She received her master's in public health and social work from UNC Chapel Hill in 1989. Originally from New York, Dorothy completed her undergraduate work at Duke University and has lived in North Carolina since 1989.
Good afternoon. My area of research for my dissertation was to look at the impact of North Carolina Local Public Health Agency accreditation on public health performance. And I did complete the early part of my research this past summer. I want to recognize University of Kentucky and Robert Johnson for providing some funding for that work. And I have no financial relationships to disclose either. Just a little bit of background. You're probably aware if you work in local and state public health that there is this movement to develop an accreditation system that would improve and enhance the quality and performance of local health departments and ultimately the health of communities. North Carolina was the first state to require this public health accreditation, which makes it a natural laboratory for studies such as mine. I was in Chatham County in 2004, part of the pilot, prior to the rollout, which was in 2006 statewide. And currently, we have more than 50% of our population of 9 million people who are served by a local public health agency that has been accredited under the state program. So the objectives of my research then was to determine whether there were any differences in performance between agencies that had received accreditation and those that had not yet been accredited. And I looked specifically at three domains. I wanted to see whether there were differences in the degree to which policy development and implementation was carried out. I wanted to look at community engagement activities of the local public health staff. And then the leadership behavior, particularly of the public health director and the Board of Health and some of the senior leadership team. The reason I thought this was an interesting area to study is that there's really not a lot of evidence in other industries related to the impact of accreditation and performance. There have been a few studies, but it's really an open area of exploration. And as I mentioned, the relationship between public health accreditation and agency performance and health outcomes is still not well understood. Paul talked a little bit about this model. This is related to the quote you saw earlier from Barney Turnock. This is an adapted framework from Handler, Izzell, and Turnock that I used as the basis for my study. And as explained earlier, evaluating the inputs, the processes, and the outputs to see how they relate, impact performance, and then ultimately outcomes in the community. And basically what I was evaluating was whether there was any influence or impact of the accreditation process on the processes, the 10 essential services, and the core functions delivered by the public health agency. There was another part of my study that I'm going to share this morning because I don't have time, but I did look at performance indicators of public health departments in North Carolina over a period of time to see if there were any differences between accredited and non-accredited on those indicator data, and that's really what's in that output box there. But I'm only going to report on the three domains this morning. So I conducted a quasi-experimental research design, looking at accredited and non-accredited health departments as my unit of analysis. I developed the survey instrument based on the self-assessment tool that the public health agencies are required to complete prior to being part of the accreditation process. So I basically, in North Carolina, we have a met, not met scoring system. So I wanted to understand the degree to which those activities were done or not done, not whether they were done or not done, but how much the activities were actually done. So I created questions consistent with the assessment tool and then created a scoring mechanism from the survey. As I mentioned, I also looked at existing performance indicator data from the Division of Public Health. And then the qualitative part of my study was to actually go out and do some interviews with health directors and senior management leaders, accreditation coordinators, to better test some of the findings from the survey. So as I mentioned, I looked at the independent variable of accreditation status, and then I created these three domains as my dependent variables. And the way I defined implementations of policies and plans was to look at those questions that identified activities related to developing policies, using rules to advance public health goals, putting plans in place like strategic plans. Those were all part of the policy and plan domain. With respect to community engagement, I identified those questions that addressed how much a health department actually engaged community members and other community organizations in their community health assessment process and their community health improvement planning and in the delivery of services. And then leadership behavior was more about the individual actions of the health director or the board of health with respect to informing policymakers and elected officials about important public health issues. So because I was a former health director, I think I got a pretty good response rate. I had 80 of the 85 health departments respond, and the ones that didn't respond either had changes in health department leadership or just felt they weren't able to answer the question. So of that sample of 80, 37 were accredited at the time of the survey, and 43 were not. I did find that the accredited agencies were more likely to serve larger jurisdictions, have bigger budgets, maybe more staff, but it wasn't significantly different than the ones that had not yet been accredited. And in North Carolina, while it's mandatory, it is currently still optional with respect to when you sign up to receive your review. So I wanted to see whether there was a difference in this first group. And there was a significant difference though in the rurality of the counties that came forward to be accredited. So for the ones that were not accredited, they tended to serve lower income communities, more rural residents, and larger insured populations. So I mentioned that I developed a scoring system. Basically, there were 37 available points in policy development and implementation, and you can see that there was a large difference in accredited and non-accredited agencies with respect to how much they were using policy as a strategy to achieve public health goals. Similarly with community engagement, there was a difference between accredited and non-accredited agencies in the degree to which they involved community members in their assessment process. Leadership behavior, I was interested to see it was exactly similar. There was no difference between accredited and non-accredited. And actually, when I did my interviews, I confirmed that people felt like the accreditation process really did not influence how they behaved as leaders. So I did make some recommendations later on as we continue to revise our program that we may need to look at how to use accreditation as a driver for greater leadership. And these were all self-reported data from the health director, so there may have been a little bit of inflated perception about leadership from the respondents. And then overall, there was a difference in the total scores. I thought you might just be interested in seeing specifically some of the questions within those domains, where I found some changes. this activity related to strategic planning, when I asked the degree to which activities in the strategic plan had been implemented over the past 12 months, the accredited departments, clearly over half of them, had made some significant progress in implementing a strategic plan. And you can see more than a third of those non-accredited either did not have a plan at all or had not implemented very much of it. And this again was confirmed through interviews that the accreditation process was a driver for developing a strategic plan and carrying out the activities. With respect to workforce training, we do require to be accredited that the agencies have a workforce development plan. And again, there were significant differences when I asked about what percentage of the plan had been implemented. The agencies that had been accredited were more likely to have had a plan and had significantly implemented it than those that had not yet been accredited. We also ask that there's a diversity plan in place, and this relates to what approaches is the organization going to employ to ensure that they are hiring people that reflect the population being served, and then what kind of training are they going to offer their employees. And there was a big difference here. Clearly, more than half of the agencies that hadn't been accredited either didn't have a plan at all or they had not implemented any of that diversity plan. And then quality improvement, in order to be accredited, you had to have a quality improvement plan. You had to be implementing quality improvement activities. And so there was a strong difference, again, accredited agencies reporting that they had a plan, that most of them had been implementing it to a large degree over the past year, with fewer counties not accredited, showing that they had used quality improvements in their agency. With respect to community engagement, I asked about specific numbers of community partners, and I recognize that this may be somewhat sensitive to the fact that the larger counties were accredited first, but in my experience, I think that regardless of the size of the community, that the level of involvement of community partners was primarily driven by the requirements for accreditation to engage partners in the community assessment process. So you can see that the accredited agencies were more likely to engage more partners in their community health assessment, and they actually met with them more frequently. I asked them about, how often did they have these steering committee meetings in the past 12 months, and they were more likely to meet with them more frequently and more consistently than agencies not accredited. I also asked about how often they actually had their community partners come to their Board of Health meetings and talk to the Board of Health members about public health concerns. And generally, this wasn't something that was done a lot, but clearly in the accredited agencies, they were more likely to bring their community partners to their boards to talk about public health issues. Even though I didn't find an overall difference in leadership behavior, there were a couple of questions where accredited departments reported being more visible to the community. So I asked about how often do you make public health presentations to your Board of Health? Do you have public health highlights at the meetings? And this was more common among accredited than non-accredited agencies. And similarly, with respect to going to the general public, with presentations about public health issues. Again, it was more likely that the accredited agencies would do this more frequently than not accredited. So in conclusion, there seems to be an association between having attained accreditation status and demonstrating policy implementation, community engagement, and to some degree, leadership. So this was a cross-sectional study, so attributability is not studied here. So we do need to do further research to understand how accreditation actually influences these performance domains, and then how do these performance domains actually influence community health outcomes. I mentioned the limitations, the cross-sectional investigation, selection bias, and some response bias. Exposure to accreditation, because we've been doing this now for 5 years, even the counties that haven't yet been accredited, those health departments have had some exposure to the requirements and the standards. And then again, the findings are generally limited to health departments in North Carolina. I want to thank my project advisory committee. Dr. Ed Baker at the Institute for Public Health was my chair. Sue Hobbs, Dr. Joy Reed, Rachel Stevens, and Barney Turnoff on my committee. And then my practice partners at the Division of Public Health, State Center for Health Statistics, and the Institute for Public